Wait, wait, don't tell me. Sunday at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on the program, some unexpected but amazing sounds from the Carroll County Courthouse after hours, and Garrison Keillor's Writer's Almanac for April 21st. Medical marijuana could make it onto the ballot in next year's general election in Arkansas now that Attorney General Dustin McDaniel has approved a proposed act. Fayetteville-based advocacy group Arkansans for Compassionate Care can now start collecting signatures. Group Director Ryan Denham says the campaign is all about patients in Arkansas.
Patients in Arkansas right now are left with two horrible choices. They can follow their doctor's orders, obtain the medicine illegally on the black market, face arrest, prosecution, jail, or they can continue to suffer and not use medical marijuana because they're afraid of getting in trouble. So we offer the third choice, allowing Arkansans to obtain medical marijuana in a safe, tightly regulated environment and protecting physicians who make their recommendations.
The group has until July of next year to gather the 62,000 required signatures, but they say they hope to get at least 125,000 in case some are declared unacceptable. The proposed act says possession and distribution would still be illegal if the marijuana is not used for medicinal purposes. During a press conference yesterday at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, Brian Crown, general manager of the Arkansas Music Pavilion, announced some additional shows to the venue's 2011 season.
What you're seeing up here isn't the entire season. We have several shows that are confirmed that we can't announce until a little bit later. But I'm very excited to announce our first comedy show that the Amps hosted with Rodney Carrington on July 1st, the B-52s on July 14th, Chris Young, just a super hot country star right now, on July 29th, Charlie Daniels Band, just an icon, on September 2nd, and Candlebox is going to be coming during Mike's Blues and Barbecue on September 28th. Also, another show that isn't posted up there that I'm very excited to announce. We just got confirmation on it just a few minutes ago when Brad walked through the door, but the Amp is going to host a Christian concert this year on June 10th with the David Crowder Band. So very excited about that.
The Amp was purchased by Walton Arts Center in February. Brian Crown added that they are working on more shows to the season. Those will be announced once they're confirmed. The Amp's 2011 season kicks off tomorrow with a performance by Pretty Lights. Tickets available at waltonartscenter.org. The Dalai Lama's appearance in Fayetteville is approaching, and the University of Arkansas says there are still about 2,000 tickets left for the panel discussion featuring the Dalai Lama, Sister Helen Prejean, and Vincent Harding. That discussion is the morning of May 11th from 9:30 until 11 and will take place at Bud Walton Arena. More information can be found at the website dalilama.uark.edu. The keynote address from the Dalai Lama, however, on the same day has no tickets remaining. In an effort to encourage healthier communities over the next decade, the Arkansas Minority Health Commission is going to focus more of its efforts on reducing obesity in Arkansas. Idonia Trotter is the commission's director. She says the team is launching a statewide campaign for nutrition and physical fitness.
We'll encourage people to begin to understand more about what they're eating. We'll encourage them to just take a makeover mile and walk a mile a day. If you walk that mile a day, you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to do a lot to keep yourself from getting those diseases that come along with obesity, such as diabetes and hypertension.
Trotter says the commission is also starting a fitness camp for young girls this June. For over 20 years, the commission has addressed issues related to disparities in health care and health services for minorities in the state. And about a dozen semifinalists for a major piano competition in Fayetteville have been announced. The 12 musicians will compete in the Fulbright Concerto Competition May 19th through the 22nd. Competition director Yura Margulis says there were nearly 150 applicants for the competition from 38 different countries. The 12 selected as semifinalists are from 8 different countries, 2 each from China, Russia, Korea, and the United States, and 1 pianist each from Australia, France, Germany, and Turkmenistan. The winner of the Fulbright Concerto Competition will receive $5,000, first runner-up earns $3,000, third place finisher will be awarded $1,000.